Madam President, good morning, colleagues. At the outset, let me take this opportunity to express our appreciation to your presidency for conducting this thematic session on Paros. We also followed with keen interest the many perspectives shared by delegations today. Stability in outer space is of great importance to Brazil. A developing country with space capabilities, it is in Brazil's interest that space remains peaceful, stable, safe, and accessible to all nations. Therefore, we are party to all relevant treaties concerning space activities, and we participate actively in all multilateral discussions on this topic. Satellites are increasingly, if not already, essential. All types of critical infrastructure on Earth and the functioning of crucial services for societies and economies all over the globe depends critically on them. Space assets constitute the linchpins of fundamental economic activities, communications, information flows, and defense capabilities, including command and control. Threats against space assets imperil prospects for the sustainable use of Earth's orbit for peaceful purposes. Consistently with that view, Brazil upholds within the Conference on Disarmament, the first committee of the General Assembly, and the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, the applicability of the Charter of the United Nations and international law, including international humanitarian law, to activities carried out in space. Consequently, we are active promoters of dialogue and support initiatives to ensure the sustainability of outer space activities. Moreover, we advocate against the use or threat of use of force through space capabilities. These principles guided Brazil's participation in the group of governmental experts and confidence-building measures in outer space activities, which issued the benchmark report A/68/189. We are also happy to contribute in other ways. For example, Brazil chaired the successful 62nd session of the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space that adopted the 21 guidelines for the long-term sustainability of outer space activities. Madam President, Brazil has a long-standing commitment to the prevention of an arms race in outer space and to no first placement of weapons in outer space. We traditionally vote in favor of the United Nations General Assembly resolutions on these topics. The increasing number of human activities based on space technology and the proliferation of space actors and operators have consolidated the perception that outer space is increasingly crowded and therefore liable to international disputes. Advances in space technology, which often are of a dual nature, can lead to the excessive militarization of outer space and to an increase in the potential for the weaponization of space technologies. Madam President, with regard to the normative development of this subject, Brazil has consistently supported the commencement of negotiations on a legally binding instrument that would complement and expand the obligations established by the Outer Space Treaty. This position has been borne out by the increasing number of actors, state and private, with the capacity to and an interest in exploring outer space. In recent years, increasing competition and strategic tensions among spacefaring nations led to the rapid development of offensive space capabilities and to the return of the practice of developing and testing of destructive anti-satellite tests, ASAT, which are a cause of particular concern. Brazil favors a recommendation for a moratorium on all destructive ASAT tests. Multiple fora are seized of space matters. The open-ended working group on reducing threats is approaching the end of its deliberations, and we are hopeful that we will achieve a consensus outcome. We are also to initiate the discussions within the group of governmental experts on the prevention of arms race in outer space. Madam President, we are of the view that the CD can play a useful role in terms of furthering a positive mutually reinforcing dynamics between these two bodies, so that we can make progress in both fronts and at the same time sustaining the unique mandate of the CD as the single multilateral forum for negotiating legally binding instruments in disarmament. Successful outcomes in those three fora are the way to reinforce space security and sustainability, which cannot dispense with either legally binding instruments or political commitments. I thank you.